I guess before we get to the lies, I got to tell one more true story. I moved to Nashville. I decided to go pro when I moved from Kansas and went to Nashville, Tennessee. And being in country music and all, I wanted to go down to Lower Broadway where they had all these clubs. I don't have anybody been to Nashville? You been down to those? Well, it didn't used to be Destin. It used to be like this dilapidated part of town that was like a really cool, funky, if you wanted to see some like guys playing their songs in the windows. And there's this place called Tootsie's Orchid Lounge where it was a place where, like, you know, Roger Miller and Willie Nelson and Hank Cochran and all these great writers hung out. And, you know, of course, it shared an alley with the old Grand Ole Opry, so there was all sorts of country pickers and people writing stuff. Anyway, it was very cool. Left Bank Hillbilly, you know, in the 60s and 70s. Well, you know, now it kind of fallen on hard times when I showed up, but I wanted to be that guy in the window. So I went down there, and I got to be the guy in the window. And you played down there for tips all night long, and you just hoped something good happened. And one night, something did. For all you Hank Williams fans. Right? All right? Well, when I first came to Nashville, I was playing in a joint downtown, because I'd always wanted to play in the front window of Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. So me and Clovis, we got us a gig in there, playing from 9 to 2. We were getting to play whatever we wanted, and we were making a little bit of money, too. Now, one Monday night, about 10 o'clock, that crowd, it was looking pretty thin, and we were probably only going to go home about $30 richer than when we came in. Then suddenly, the place filled up, from the front bar to the back, and I seen some guy pulling up in front of the place in a big, long, black Cadillac. Well, I noticed how he tipped his hat as he walked into the bar. And I said to myself, that guy has to be some big famous singing star. So I just looked over at old Clovis and we kicked off an old rockin' Carl Smith tune. Then we followed it up with a couple of Johnny Horton numbers. And then I started to work the room. I went into my little spiel about how you know you're supposed to tip the band. I said, if you can't give $5, well, hell, just give what you can. And if there's anything special that you'd like to hear right now, well, now's the time to say. And that guy stood up and said, I'll give you $25 for every Hank Williams song you can play. Well, I was shocked and stunned into the challenge that he had laid down right before me. So I rattled off 5 Hank Williams songs in a row, and then another 3. When I reached $300 worth, I had to kind of stop and catch my breath. And everybody in that whole joint was yelling out their favorite Hank Williams request. Well, they said, hey, good looking, honky tonkin', so lonesome I could cry. Rudy, tooty, honey, baby, no teardrops tonight. I played that rambling man from Alabama. Now, with the help of everybody in the bar that night, I sang 24. He was telling me how good a job I was doing as he was stuffing $100 bills in my tip jar. But he only had $575 on him. And you know, that didn't bother me, because he'd already paid for 23 of them suckers. He could have Jambalaya for free. Well, now, all that happened many, many years ago. Since then, I've done all right, I guess. I make a living doing what I love, and that's a measure of true success. But I have to admit, every now and again, I get to thinking how, man, I sure could use that other $25 right now. 'Cause I sing, hey, good looking, honky tonk, it's so lonesome I could cry. Rudy, tooty, honey, baby, no teardrops tonight. I played that rambling man from Alabama. Well, I said, I can't help it. Long gone, daddy don't love me like he used to do. Howling, moaning, whistle blowing, lonesome, lovesick Lake Blues. I played that ramblin' band from Alabama. Thank you very much.